A U.S. drone downed. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, splashing into international waters of the Black Sea after a confrontation with Russian fighter jets.
The Pentagon says what happened with a U.S. drone and two fighters over the Black Sea was reckless. The State Department calls it a violation of international law. The U.S. says the Russian Su-27 jets harassed the drone for a half hour in international airspace. They dumped fuel on the drone and passed so close that one jet hit the propeller, forcing the U.S. drone to ditch in the Black Sea. Russia denies their jet made contact and says the U.S. drone was headed toward Russia with the transponders off. Russia's ambassador has been summoned by the State Department.
Fox's Mike Tobin. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says Moscow perceives American weakness.
What did Trump do when the Iranians were killing Americans all over the Mideast? He killed Soleimani, right? What did he do to take down the caliphate? He unleashed the military, and the caliphate was destroyed in about 3 months. Do you believe for 1 minute that Russia would have done this on Trump's watch?
Senator Graham on Fox's Hannity. President Biden signing an executive order Tuesday directing the Justice Department to work on implementing background checks for anyone who wants to buy a gun in the U.S.
But let's be clear. None of this absolves Congress the responsibility from the responsibility of acting to pass universal background checks. Eliminate gun manufacturers' immunity from liability.
The president spoke in Monterey Park, California, where 11 people died in a mass shooting in January. Winter is refusing to loosen its grip on several parts of the United States. A freeze warning extends from western Arkansas to the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Winter storm warnings continue over much of the New England states and parts of six western states. Avalanche warnings are now in effect for the central Sierra Mountains and Lake Tahoe after the latest blast of heavy wet snow. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A federal investigation is beginning into the failure of California's Silicon Valley Bank last Friday.
Possible criminal wrongdoing in the months leading up to Silicon Valley Bank's failure is now being probed by the Justice Department and the SEC. Senator Elizabeth Warren is asking about insider trading, writing to SVB's former CEO to ask about stock sold since March of last year. Quote, at the time of any of these sales, were you aware of any concerns or problems with the bank's balance sheet?
Fox's Peter Ducey. Reportedly, the bank's CEO offloaded large quantities of the bank's stock prior to its collapse. Maryland Democrat Senator Ben Cardin says the U.S. should not bail out the bank's investors.
We need to look forward as to what type of changes we need to make sure that those who invest in banks, it's their risk. They have to make the right judgments, and the taxpayers aren't going to bail them out.
Senator Cardin on Fox's special report with Brett Baer. The House Oversight Committee is getting a look at some of Hunter Biden's banking records.
After months of dragging their feet, finally, Treasury is indeed cooperating with the House Oversight Investigation, and new evidence appears to incriminate a mystery Biden family member. House Oversight Chair James Comer subpoenaed the Bank of America for 14 years of records for three associates of Hunter Biden. One account shows a $3 million wire from people connected to the Chinese Communist Party. The money was then divvied out to three Biden family members. including an unnamed individual.
Fox's Kevin Cork, a Southern California residential care company, and three of its managers have been charged in connection with COVID-19-related deaths at one of its facilities at the height of the coronavirus pandemic. Silverado Senior Living Management accused of failing to follow appropriate safety procedures when admitting a new resident who had arrived from New York City, which was the COVID epicenter at the time. According to prosecutors, the company denies the charges. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.